When we're traveling through difficult times, we start asking, well, difficult questions. Have I gone too far? Does God still love me? Or is he done with me? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There were many times when God's chosen people Israel went off the rails, worshipping idols, making pacts with evil nations, executing injustice, ignoring the poor, indulging in immorality, demonstrating yet again their lack of faith in the God who'd brought them out of Egypt into the Promised Land. In fact, the whole of the Old Testament is a litany of their failures, a demonstration of their and humanity's inability to honor God. During one of those times, God pronounces this harsh judgment over Jerusalem. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 1. Ah, soiled, defiled, oppressing city. It has listened to no voice. It has accepted no correction. It hasn't trusted in the Lord. It hasn't drawn near to its God. And yet almost in the next breath, he says this about what lies ahead for them, verses 16 and 17. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." From sin, to judgment, to consequences, to encouragement, to deliverance, to victory, to gladness, to singing. It's a pattern that's repeated over and over again. Why? Because God loves us. No matter how bad things get, his intent is always, always redemptive. His end game is always to draw you close. He will exult over you with loud singing. That's his word, fresh for you today. And that's why he ultimately sent Jesus. So whatever you have going on, remember, God means to draw you close. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. We would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.